Most recently, after I uploaded my video comparing the performance of seaside residents, Laguna Park and Ocean Park in the East Coast area, one of my viewers gave me a call and shared his property journey with me. Interestingly, he did not buy any of the condo I mentioned earlier. Instead, back in 2022, he decided to purchase an aging condominium in the Lentor area. After selling his HDB flat, he was searching for a home to stay in, as well as for investment. Ultimately, is to make some money. At one point, he almost committed to a brand new launch nearby. However, he was discouraged by the long waiting time, but most importantly, he don't have that kind of money. Most recently, he started wondering if he should have stretched his budget and gone for the new launch instead. Especially after seeing many resale units, particularly the 3-bedroom units in Lentor Modern, are making attractive profits. After hearing his story, I decided to dig deeper and revisit the 3 projects that he had seriously considered back then. Well, the first was Lentor Modern, a 99 years leasehold development by Guaco Land. This project sits directly above Lentor MRT station and was also the first major launch in this area with an integrated retail mall below. Back in 2022, the average price for the 3-bedroom unit was around 2,000 per square feet, translating to about $2 million for a 980 square feet unit. Today, the prices are closer towards 2,004 per square feet. The second project he considered was the Carros, a nearby freehold condominium. He was particularly attracted to the freehold tenure, something many buyers still value highly today. However, back then, a typical 3-bedroom unit was already selling at close to $2 million, or around 1585 PSF, making it difficult for him to afford comfortably. Eventually, he decided to give it a pass. Today, resale price there are approaching 2,000 per square feet for the 3-bedroom apartment. In the end, due to budget consideration, he chose the aging Castle Green instead. Castle Green is a 99 years leasehold condominium with its lease from 1993, meaning it now has around 66 years of lease remaining. He managed to purchase a 1,200 square feet 3-bedroom apartment for approximately $1.3 million, or approximately 1,100 per square feet. For him, this was a much more comfortable financial decision after selling away his HDB flat. He also shared that, unlike some BTO owners who enjoy significant windfall gains, he did not have that same level of capital advantage. Back then, he really bo pian. Anyway, Castle Green today is trending around 1,400 per square feet today. So, the biggest question is, was buying Castle Green actually a wise decision? Here, when we compare the numbers, Lentor Modern achieved around 17% appreciation over the past 4 years. Decent return in my opinion. Well, for the Carros, it performed significantly better at 28%. Freehold, sure what more, right? But hold on, Castle Green delivered the strongest performance among the three, with an estimated 29% appreciation, as good as the freehold Carros. Here, after I shared this finding with him, he was pleasantly surprised as well. Together, we concluded that Castle Green was probably undervalued back then in 2022, especially when it was trading at almost half the price of Lentor Modern. At that point of time, it still had close to 70 years of lease remaining, which many buyers were still comfortable with. Interestingly, as newer Lentor projects enter the market, it actually helped support prices of nearby resale condo like Castle Green. As the sayings go, a rising tide lifts all boats. Here, do you agree with my assessment? That's all. Thank you for watching.